Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so he thinks he might have a kid that he hasn't been supporting. Now he's struggling if he should start paying or not.
Yeah, I had a stranger tell me some of the heaviest information or news that I may have ever heard the
other
day.
Doesn't that throw you when a stranger is somebody you don't know? That's sometimes when you get, like, the heaviest stories.
Why is that?
Because they're trying to get a bigger tip in the Uber.
No.
Sometimes that is the case. But it is interesting to me because this is a friend of a friend. And so I went out with a good friend of mine, and this friend brought another friend. And I don't know this man. This was my first time meeting him. He seemed pretty cool. It wasn't, you know, nothing weird about it. And then we just started having a few drinks. And then a few drinks turned into a few more drinks. And then before I knew it, the friend that I am familiar with went off to do his own thing somewhere else, and it's just me and this guy now. And we're just kicking it randomly. And I could tell that something was, like, really heavy on his mind. And I didn't really want to know. It's like one of those moments of, do I ask? Because I don't want to intrude. And then I also don't want to play therapist right now, so I didn't really know what to do. But then I ended up just asking, like, everything good with you? And he kind of took a beat, and he said to me, I've never told anyone this, but I feel like I have to get it off my chest. And I'm like, okay.
Well, so you're bracing yourself for the emotional bomb that's about to hit you.
Right. Like, where are we going? And so he says to me, man, I think I have a kid I don't support. I said, wait.
That is a loaded sentence.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, what? How is this possible? Like, what? Now, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
Now I'm in. What's going on? So he tells me basically that he was talking to this woman for a while, for a few years, and it never got serious. It almost did a few times, but it was an on and off type of thing. And eventually they stopped talking for about a year approximately. And then he started, like, looking on her Instagram to see how she was doing and noticed that she has a child. And when he showed the child to, like, his friends and family, like, just saying, like, oh, look, you know, she had a child. He said everybody kept saying the same thing that I was thinking but didn't want to admit to myself, that this child looks a lot like me. Mm. And he said he did the math in his mind of, like, could this be possible? And he said not only is it possible, it's likely. But at the same time, the reason that they called it off in the end was because she was also talking to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so in his mind, he's like, I just been feeling this almost like gravitational pull to this child. Like, I'm supposed to be in this child's life. I can't deny that this child actually looks like me. I can't deny that the math actually maths. It works. But he also feels like if she didn't come to me with this information and actually ask me to be a father or tell me that I'm a father, and you went to the other guy and just you got him now believing that he's the father, then he feels like maybe I shouldn't even go in there and disrupt that. Like, maybe I should just let that be what it is. But in his heart, he genuinely feels like this child is his. Hmm. So he's torn between, do I just let it be? Because obviously she thinks that this man would be the better choice, or maybe she thinks that this man really is the father, or maybe she actually did do the DNA test and he is. He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But in his mind, he feels like he's the father, and he's really torn and stuck on how to handle this.
I feel like this is one of those things that you could try to kick emotionally and mentally down the road, but it's always going to be there.
Always.
So you can waste your time by not doing anything about it now and waiting and waiting and waiting. But I think that that voice in his head and his gut is going to get louder and louder and louder. And I think at some point or another, he's going to approach to get to the truth. So I would just do it now.
How refreshing, though, that a man wants to be a father. But, I mean, from a legal standpoint, like, if he goes to her and he's like, I just in my gut and in my heart think that this child might be mine, and she's like, it's not. And he's like, I want to do a DNA test, and she says, no. What can you do?
I don't. That's a really good question. I want legally. I wonder if we have any attorneys listening that can tell you what you can, what your rights are there, like, just on gut.
Because we always talk about it in reverse, where a woman seeks out, like, the DNA. But, like, if you're a man and you're like, no, I really think that kid is mine, and she's like, no, it's not, and then refuses to do a DNA test, like, what legal grounds do you have to try to pursue that?
That's a really great question. I do not know.
I don't know either. Because I told them if it were me, I would have to know. Like, there's just no way. I couldn't sleep at night. I would have to know. But now that didn't come up on what if he does go and ask her and she says no. Like, yeah, I don't know if you can legally
do it. Not yours, not your business. Stay out of it.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck.
So let's take the legal part out of it just for a second, because the more interesting part is, should this dude, like, go ahead and pursue it, or is she allowing him to make the decision for her? I think he's got to go for it.
I do, too.
I 100% think he should do it as soon as possible, because I think it'll eat at him for years and years and years. And I think there's probably a higher likelihood of this going better the sooner he does it. Because if the kid's 10 years old and now he's coming into the picture, then, you know, he might have another father figure in his life that he's got to now push back against.
I agree.
There are some things you could try to push back to the back of your head somewhere, but they won't go away for a reason.
Yeah.
Either the universe, whatever you call it, God, your conscience, whatever, it's just going to get louder and louder and louder.
I know you don't know this man, but we're going to need an update.
Okay. I will ask my friend to ask his friend what's going on.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.